Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week? Who caught your attention out there doing great things?
You know, we're going to keep the spotlight on the Bears and tight ends in general, Chris. I was reading a lot about Trey Burton of the Bears this week, their tight end, and it's only his first year in Chicago this year, Chris, after coming from the Eagles. But he immediately got into the community thing, and is, of course, you could understand how much of an impact he has because he is their nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. And as soon as he got here, Chris, he immediately got involved with the team charity, which is called Bears Care. And he actually joined an auction as soon as he got here to raise funds for breast cancer, ovarian cancer. And what they say is great about Trey also, he gets his teammates, even for a 27-year-old guy, they say he's more mature beyond his years because he gets other people involved in charity work and community giving, Chris. So, I mean, he's done some amazing stuff, but he's also very good with the kids in the Chicago area. They have this thing called the BAM program, B-A-M, Becoming a Man, and it focuses on things such as self-determination and anger expression and respect for women. He's really in the schools. He'll go and spend time with this. He's said to be one of the guys that whoever visits Hallis Hall just to watch the Bears practice, he'll be, especially military families, he'll be the last to leave, just spending time with them and trying to grant wishes to young kids. Again, what's really amazing, what he did this year also, Chris, he pledged to donate $1,000 for every catch he hauled in this year, and he hauled in a bunch, and also $2,500 for every touchdown. I think he had at least a half dozen. And all that money is going to the International Justice Mission. This is an organization out there that tries to put an end to slavery and human trafficking. So he's involved in that. But he's done, again, for not even a year in Chicago, Chris, what this guy's done, he's very deserving of that award. And we'll keep our eye on the good things he's doing. I'm sure you'll hear his name again.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic stuff. And we've talked about some other players in the past that have been involved in the BAM program. So certainly kudos to Trey Burton. Look forward to hearing more and more about the great things that he's doing. And Bob, in keeping with our last guest tonight, I'm putting my spotlight on Saints running back Mark Ingram Jr. And Mark was recently given the 2018 Ballington and Maud Award, which is the highest honor awarded by Volunteers of America. And he was given the award for the work he's doing with families that have members who are incarcerated. So this is the second person here recently that we've talked about getting involved, helping out the families of those that are incarcerated. And for those who aren't aware, Mark's father, former Giants Super Bowl champion wide receiver Mark Ingram Sr., was arrested and sentenced to seven years in prison back in 2008 for money laundering and fraud. So Mark Jr. can identify with the issues that families face when they've got a family member in jail. And he said he looked at the number of children who have parents that are incarcerated and was simply astounded by the number. And he knows that situation and how it can weigh on a person's mind, particularly the minds of children. Again, think about, you know, going back that many years, you know, to where Mark is at now. So he was just a teenager when his father was incarcerated. So he knows the stress and how that can feel to a kid. And since he knows how that feels, he wanted to mentor kids that are going through the same thing and mentor them so they didn't end up in the same situation as the family member, whoever it is that is in jail. He wanted to make sure they didn't go down that same path. And he also wanted them to know that, you know, hey, look, that's something that your family member did. Don't make the same mistakes that they made. And also remember that it's, you know, it's okay to still love them and they still love you, right? It's a bad situation. Whatever happened, that didn't change the fact that they're family members and that they have love for one another and that they can't still have a great relationship with that person. So, you know, again, he's trying to make sure that these kids know that there's somebody out there that had a similar experience and that they know that knows what they're going through and knows about the stress that can have on your life, right? And try to make it different and better. He wants to give them that, you know, sort of fuel to, you know, still have goals, still try to have accomplishments, still do the things that you want to do with your life, don't let this situation over here derail you from all the accomplishments that you want to have, right? So he's doing those sorts of things, making sure that these kids still perform well in school, right? Still have goals, still be good people in their communities. His dad told him, hey, look, I've made enough mistakes. You don't need to make any, right? I've made enough for both of us, right? So his father is still giving him that sort of advice. So Mark Jr. also tells, you know, look, I still love my dad. You know, I still love him more than anything. And that his situation didn't prevent me from accomplishing all the things that I wanted to accomplish in my life. So kudos to Mark Ingram for relating his experience to kids going through a similar situation that he went through, being a positive role model for them and trying to keep them on the right path in life. So kudos to Mark Ingram, Bob.
Great story, Chris. And I think you brought up the major point of kids. You know, it's always what they can do for the kids. And every one of these guys, usually what we mentioned, they're deeply involved in trying to keep these kids on the right path. And I think that pretty much what our Spotlight of the Positive would like to focus on, because they're our future and it's all we have, Chris. So kudos to what all these guys are doing. If you go to the NFL website, just check out Man of the Year and you'll see the best news that you'll read all week.
All right, my friend, it is time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks again to Musa Muhammad, Tony Collins, Eugene Napoleon, Paul Alexander, and Boo Williams for joining us. And Bob, as always, thank you, my friend. You're the best.
Same to you, Chris. Those were exceptional guests, and I look forward to doing it again next week.
Yeah, as do I. And we're going to be doing it with former Broncos and Falcons wide receiver Mike Pritchard, former Panthers and now current head coach at Campbell University, Mike Minter. So look forward to having Mike back on the show. It's been a minute since he has been with us. Former Patriots and Ravens and Bills fullback Sam Gash will be here, as will former Bears defensive back Walt Harris. Looking forward to having him back on the show. And, of course, Tony Collins will join us to go through our five-star picks of the week. So looking forward to catching up with all those guys next week. Want to remind everybody how you can follow us on social media. Well, first on Facebook, we've got a page for Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like on there. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. Up there, you're going to be able to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, we link back to our page over on Podbean. And we can't thank our friends at Podbean enough for featuring us front and center there on their mobile app under their NFL fan segment. And you can download the Podbean app and take us with you everywhere you go, so you can listen to us on your mobile phone, whether you're in the gym, on the commute, in the, you know, in the mall, at the grocery store, taking a run, whatever you're doing, you can take us with you, and we certainly appreciate that very much. On Twitter, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Hey, Chris, we'll do it again next week, and we want to thank our great announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the terrific job he always does with our intro and ads. We also want to shout out to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you all the very most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.